Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
I do too.
Sing it.
Just
life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and today's date is October 30th, 2019. Well, we're the month of October, ladies and gentlemen, is in the rear view mirror of this trip. As we look at what's going on in the area of renewable energy on this platform, broadcasting over Blog Talk Radio, streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and link over on the World Wide Web from your nation's capital. Welcome, welcome. Once again, well, we don't have any scheduled guests for today, but we have a loaded 90 minutes, hour and a half of information and dissemination of information to our listening audience. And you know those who join us on a regular basis, you know the slogan for the show, if it's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African American installation and solar design companies. To address the effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment numbers among young African Americans locally and nationally, to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to over the World Wide Web. Once again, being broadcast over Blog Talk Radio, streaming over Facebook, link, and Twitter over the World Wide Web. And you can listen to us over your Android or smartphone devices. It's also brought to you by ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing and publishing, and speaker bureau management. And for contact information, that's Scotton, S-C-O-T-T-O-N, Communications, with an S at the end, network.com. That's Scott and Communications Network.com. Yes, that's a mouthful, ladies and gentlemen, but that is the contact information, and that's the contact person is Dr. Gwendolyn Scott and Bethay. Yes, S-C-O-T-T-O-N, Communications Network.com. Well, as I've indicated to you, we don't have any scheduled guests for our show today, but we have to turn our attention to the wildfires that are going on in the great state of California. Our concerns, our prayers go out to those who are being affected by those Santa Ana winds and it's fire season in California. And based on the scientists who have been talking about this from various research universities based in California, climate change is playing a strategic role in this situation being worsening year after year. And if you have been following the news, the only reason why it's not front and center is because we're too busy talking about 45, and he refuses to even acknowledge that climate change is a real issue. And that's been played out by his appointments to EPA, Scott Pruitt, who stepped down, the former governor of Texas, who just stepped down. So we of the Department of Energy and Environment, so we know for a fact that climate change is definitely real, because it is almost November 1 and we're still walking around, some folks in short sleeves, here in your nation's capital. And if you've been in this area as long as I have, you know that's not something that you do, because right around this year, this time of year, getting into close to those particular holidays that some folks choose to celebrate, and Thanksgiving is one, you know that it turns awful cold here. Winter is here. What we don't know what we got, but we do know what we're working with, and we are working with the climate warming up and their implications behind that. I had the privilege of being at the Maryland Clean Energy Summit, which was held last week at the University of Maryland, College Park, and Senator Ben Cardin indicated that the state of Maryland over the next 10 to 15 years will have to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $27 billion because of the rise of the sea waters. So we're looking at Annapolis, we're looking at downtown Baltimore, Inner Harbor. Sea walls are going to have to be built, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't think that will affect your tax dollar, well, you keep thinking the way you want to think. That don't mean it's the reality of what's getting ready to happen. So the only way to address that, we have to look for a solution. And the solution to the issue is renewable energy and conservation, which yours truly talks and deals with these issues every day. But what we want to do right now, we want to focus on an article that was published by Emerald Cities Collaborative by Mrs. Denise Fairchild and Mr. Kim Yvonne, which was published on October the 17th, 2019. And the topic of this article is entitled Power Shutoffs, Playing with Fire. California fire season is back. Yet, this past week, if there's any indication, our emergency response remains woefully inadequate. When disaster strikes, we are far from being energy resilient, ensuring reliable access to electricity for our most vulnerable communities. What would you consider would be the most vulnerable communities? It's a code word for poor communities, low and moderate income communities of color, and specifically when we begin to look at the large Hispanic populations in California and the African American based populations in California, those are the communities that can least afford to be affected by these wildfires. But the reality is that if you live in the demographics, you deal with what Mother Nature brings, and Mother Nature brings a very, very, very powerful wallop when you're talking about folks who are in the privatization, could care less about the damn environment, and as they continue to make their dollars and move forth in corporate America, they're not paying any attention to what they're doing to the planet. But the planet is giving us a wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. Climate fires are California's new normal. Dangerous combinations of 20 to 60 miles per hour, sustained winds, and a tinderbox through conditions wreaked havoc throughout the state last week. Massive evacuations from the San Bernardino fire in northwest Los Angeles and the Rochelle fire in Montreal Valley spared life, if not property, from thousands and thousands of acres of burning land. Pacific Gas and Electric took preemptive measures. They shut off power for 30 counties in Northern California. In this way, they avoided a repeat of the 2018 fire season, the state's deadly, in which electrical equipment was blamed for the configuration that killed 85 people and destroyed 19,000 homes. Okay? But the shutoffs were also a disaster in another kind. They left close to millions of people and more than half of the counties in the state without power, or the recourse for nearly a week. This is playing out today, ladies and gentlemen, as we are on the airways of Blog Talk Radio talking about this issue on solar now and the future with its economic impact on Black America. I've reached out to some personal friends of mine who live in the Bay Area, and I have not been able to reach Brother Castoil, but I hope that everything is well with him and his family, Brother Veezy. So we want to let you know that we're thinking about you here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America. Now, PG&E power shutoffs were a colossal failure, according to the utility and electric officials, local agencies, and residents. Disruption was widespread. Accidents caused by failed street lights, schools closed, businesses idle, food supplies, and basic services, public transit and water was compromised, and it was premeditated as this emergency response was. Residents were left in the dark, not just from power outages, but the lack of information. No one could get information. About what to expect or what to do in the power emergency, PG&E communications and computers crash. Their website went down. The Community Resource Center was underprepared and useless. The shutouts prevented fires, but not the burn. Everybody is fuming. Well, when the Supreme Court denied PG&E the right to recuperate $370+ million from the San Diego fires that took place, wildfires that took place in 2016, PG&E stockholders, they said, surprise, surprise, well, this won't happen again on our watch. There must be a better plan for power outages and emergency responses in general to prepare for reoccurring natural and mandated disasters. This is especially important for vulnerable communities. Life and death hangs in the balance. Financially strong families and businesses were inconvenienced but managed. Earlier reports indicated that hospitals and nursing homes were protected by backup generators. Isolated and helpless, however, were some countless families and caregivers who rely on ventilators, respirators, and refrigeration for medical reasons. SEIU 2015, the California Long-Term Care Workers Union, represents the refrigeration for medical reasons, represents over 400,000 caregivers across the state, of whom provided in-home care for seniors. Children and adults with disabilities say most of these caregivers and their patients are strained whenever it is a blackout. The utility sector needs a provocative engagement and support for home care sector in energy and emergency management strategies. A recent focus group study of home health care nursing home workers by Emerald Cities Collaborative, SEU 2015, found that the lack of communication is a common theme. Most facilities have communications plans. They are required to call families, informing them that they can take their family residents home, but often families can't respond, especially if they require life support equipment, feeding tubes, breathing tubes, etc. More, it was a rare exception in which evacuations were well executed. I live in San Paulo with the Thomas Fire. They shut off our electricity. My son is on a feeding tube respirator. I was holding his head up to make sure he didn't stop breathing, trying to move his head to help with breathing. I have no backup generators. I talk with FEMA, but no one can help me. He is 190 pounds. There was no evacuation plans to help. I can take care of the medicines and other things, but I can't move him. I had no information of where to take him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is some serious, serious, serious stuff. If you care to join me on this show to talk about these issues, well, you know you can reach out by calling 646-668-2948, 646-668-2948. These are the realities of what's happening to people on the ground. I had the privilege of listening to a research scientist from Cal Berkeley who was speaking about the issues of what they witnessed, because a lot of these fires are hitting the areas where you have your grape vineyards in California, and we're in the heart of harvest season for the wine industry, and there were migrant workers who, the young lady said, a bus came up to pick them up. And they had no masks. They had nothing for the people to put over their face, nothing. But they wanted the people to go in the fields and pick these grapes for the wineries. No consideration for their health. Ladies and gentlemen, this climate change issue has and must be addressed. As many of the your legislatures, legislative leaders, they're having hearings on Capitol Hill here in Washington, D.C., as we are speaking about the issues of climate change. But yours truly need to be where I am on our platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact, bringing some real what we call deal information as to what is happening on the ground in the state of California. Now, the article went on to say, in addition to better communications and emergency planning, the greater need is for energy reliance. It's time to put battery storage technologies into the homes and facilities of vulnerable communities. The Clean Energy Groups thinks there is a pathway. It's recently reported home health care in the dark suggests for restructuring California's experimental and underfunded self-generation incentive program to provide backup power for nursing facilities and home health care. SGIP focuses on the acceleration of the use of battery technologies with renewable and non-renewable energy generation can help medically dependent families during power outages. Clean Energy Group study also suggests that changing the focus on carbon reduction to emergency reliance, increasing access for non-homeowners and low-income populations, considering portable technologies, and most communicating with home health care sector is access to refine the program. The new normal requires new strategies, new technologies, new participation with American caregivers to ensure that the sick, elderly, and most vulnerable are climate and energy reliant. Let's be clear. Power shutoffs without energy reliant strategies is playing with fire. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one hell of an article. I strongly recommend that you go to my website at Positive Change PC. That's Positive Change, P as in Paul, C as in Cat, .com, and you look into this and you'll be able to, in fact, read this article, and there are a number of links there in the article. Home health care in the dark is a link. Self-generation incentive program is a link, and you can gather and learn more information. And if you have loved ones who are residing in California, you can pass this information on to them, and they'll be able to plug into the information, because information is more than power. It's life and death in this type of situation, which has to be addressed, period, because of the GNP, this gross national product. The GNP for the state of California plays a major role in this economy in the U.S. Without California's GNP, Texas, and a few of our states, ladies and gentlemen, we might as well be living in Haiti. And that's real. So people, most of us are caught up in day-to-day survival with what we do to try to put food on the table, shelter, communications. And for some reason, in the vernacular of communication as it relates to this solar and renewable energy industry, they think they have to invest no money. The Solar Industry Association, SEIA, I'll be reaching back out to someone to come on this show to address many of these issues. For example, on yesterday, I recently was able to look at how an workforce development funding opportunity comes out of DOEE, Department of Energy, in Washington, D.C., here in your nation's capital. Now, it was published on September the 3rd, 2019, but for whatever the reason, I didn't get the information through their email services until I published on October the 28th, 2 days ago. The deadline for applying for the program is October 31st. Ladies and gentlemen, the Office of at the Department of Energy, Office of Economic Impact and Diversity, they got to do a much better job than what they're doing. I've spoken with Compost, who is the director of that program. I've reached out several times to get him on this platform, and all I got was musical chairs because they got angered back in February when the American Association of Blacks in Energy had an energy summit here in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Building. And I mean, I enjoy going to these events because I go as what I am, press. They have outstanding folk to come in who are in the industry. You can get the head of the D.C. Public Service Commission, Mr. Willie Phillips, and all of your top brass for your utility companies, all of your policy organizations that, in fact, make policy that impact on the African-American community, and the bottom line is your pocketbook, they're all there. They eat well. They are very, very cordial to each other. But when it comes to dissemination of information down to the black community, if you don't have access to a computer, you're not online and you're not in their email database, you get absolutely no information. And when they monitor my show, and I'm going to give them credit if it's something to give them credit for, but if they need to be called on the red on the carpet, hell, I ain't got no problem with calling them out, and I ain't going to provide no carpet. You be on the ground like everybody else. Hello, knocking at your door. You need to be knocking at mine. In order to do that, you need to pick up that telephone. You need to call 646-668-2948. Once again, you need to call 646-668-2948 if you have any input. I would like to provide any input to this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Our lines are wide open over the Blog Talk Radio on the World Wide Web, streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and Link. And once again, that number is 646-668-2948. And ladies and gentlemen, because we are a podcast, everybody knows that when you're broadcasting online, podcasts don't get the listenership because you don't have a live bandwidth sending that signal out to thousands of homes. Well, we've been working like H-E-L-L for over a year, trying to raise the necessary advertising dollars to go back and talk with Miss Kathy Hughes' radio station here in Washington, D.C., and Reach Media, which is held, is run by Tom Joyner out of Dallas, Texas, so we can syndicate this show in the 76 markets where her stations are located, because just like Reverend Sharpton comes on and talk about civil rights issues, the issues dealing with police brutality and everything else affecting the black community, this issue around energy, the fast-tracking of building large-scale power plants, the fast-tracking of renewable portfolio state legislation nationwide that is coming across this country. Black folks, we need to be having this conversation in our community. Now, you can have join this conversation by calling 646-668-2948. Once again, 646-668-2948. We're going to take a pause for the calls, and we'll be back here on Soul and Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. We're going to shift gears, change gears, but we're going to keep it focused on what we need to do, because we are a solution-based platform, because we've got a lot of things in the works, and we're going to let you know about some of the folks that we've been in contact, and we're going to keep the pedal to the metal, because we know that you have to make it plain, especially when black folks, we are talking and dealing with each other. And that's not just something I made up, because we can be our own worst enemies. But that's with social engineering and programming too. So, hey, don't always blame the victim. You got to, like Dr. Francis Wilson used to say, you got to understand the system. As Dr. Neely Fuller has written in his Independent Code of Victims of White Supremacy, if you don't understand racism and white supremacy, then everything that you think you understand will confuse you. And we're coming to you with real talk over the airways of Blog Talk Radio from your nation's capital, streaming over Facebook and Twitter over the World Wide Web. Once again, please take the time to call in and join us at 646-668-2948 if you're out there listening.
Life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. Of your hand.
a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and Future with its economic impact on Black America. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go into our next segment, and we're going to look at the Office of Economic Impact and Diversity, U.S. Department of Energy, announces $4 million for funding opportunities for Minority Education Workforce and Training, MEWT program. Now, this was published on the registry on September 3rd, 2019. The closing date for the your application to be in or proposal to be in is October 31st, 2019, which is tomorrow. Now, what is very disturbing to me, and this is why I do what I do. Back on February, I, in fact, sent out a request, was at the American Association of Blacks in Energy, Energy Summit, which was held here in Washington, D.C. They had a walkthrough, lobby day, and then they had a policy day at the National Press Building here in Washington, D.C. Well, I attended the policy summit, had an opportunity, wanted to be a part of the walking the halls, but when I spoke with Mr. Tracy Woods, he indicated that they had already had to set up their meetings and they had everything lined up as to how they wanted that to go. So I covered the policy summit on the 27th. This was February 26th, 27th this year. As I indicated to you, Mr. James Campos, Director of the Office of Economic Impact and Diversity, U.S. Department of Energy, he was one of the panelists. And I got up and I heard them talk about the various programs that they have. So in asking the question, I directed some of that question toward Mrs. Paula Glover and the organization. We've got Howard University here, University of the District of Columbia, Catholic University, American University, Georgetown University, GW University, Trinity University, St. Mary's University, Gallaudet University. This is just in the physical compounds of the District of Columbia. These are local-based universities. Well, then we've got the University of Maryland sitting right over outside of the city line in College Park. We've got Bowie State University. We've got Coppin and Morgan. I raised the question, why don't you have African-American students here listening to these presenters so they can get some idea of what's going on in the energy industry and the careers and opportunities that you are talking about, the need for workforce development, and you need to hire more diversity and have more young African-Americans coming into the energy industry, but you don't have anybody here from the schools, the students. Now, the folks here who are talking to each other, you've been in the industry forever. You do this all the time. Well, guess what? Some people didn't like what I had to say. Guess what? Nobody said that what I said wasn't the truth. I'm going to read to you what my request was to Mrs. Kelly Mitchell, who this young lady serves as the senior advisor for the Office of Economic Impact and Diversity. This is the same office that which this grant funding is coming out of. Great, but who knew? Now, Mrs. Mitchell, when I stepped to speak with Mr. Compost, she got between me. She started running. She started on a slow walk, and she almost broke off into a jog, and she posted up like she was playing power forward for the Lakers or the Clippers. She's chopping up her elbows and stuff, so then I played a little basketball and football on the day, so I understood what I was dealing with. So I said, okay, I got that. I handed my card to her, and she handed it to him like I couldn't hand it to him directly. She didn't want me to speak to Compost. But guess, the Creator works in strange ways. Now, in September, the White House Initiative on HBCUs was held here, put on by the White House Initiative on HBCUs, which represents all of our black college presidents. All of them showed up, including 45, who gave us a so-called history lesson on who graduated from our HBCUs, and we came out of there like we didn't know this, and the presidents who run them like they don't know this. But the long and short of this thing, Compost got up, and he was a presenter there. Well, Mrs. Mitchell wasn't there to post up, so I was able to talk to him. But I want to read to you what we asked them to do and their request. This request is dated March 1st, 2019. All right? Now, I sent it to Mrs. Kelly Mitchell. Media request. I would like to schedule you to be a representative from your agency to be a guest on a radio show, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. I hope one of the following days is good for you. 3-6-19, 3-6-13, 3-20-19. From 11 to 11:30 a.m. We provided the call-in number because people don't have to come in to a studio to be a guest on this show. Everything is done remotely by phone. Topic of discussion. The new partnership with the American Association of Blacks in Energy to recruit talent from HBCUs. DOE Rising STEM Program, Cybersecurity Energy Program, DOE Funding and Financing Program, DOE Climate Change Program, DOE Intern and Scholarship Program. That's what I asked this gentleman to come on this platform and share with our African-American community locally, nationally, and worldwide. Now, this comes out of Department of Energy. As I indicated, the Office of Economic Impact and Diversity, U.S. Department of Energy announces $4 million for funding opportunity for minority education workforce development programs. The Department of Energy Office of Economic Impact and Diversity issued the first funding opportunity announcement for fiscal year 2020. Minority Education Workforce Development and Training, MEWT program, for information includes approximately $4 million in financial assistance awards. Subsequent project years must be funded contingency upon available funding and programmatic reliance for proposed projects. Topic of areas and will include STEM education, include participation of students enrolled at minority institutions across the nation. Disciplines enhance the student academic development and build core competencies for DOE at its national laboratories. Capacity building, strengthening of the STEM capabilities, MSI, through collaborations with the Department of National Laboratories and scientific facilities to engage faculty and participate in DOE's visiting faculty program, a 10-week research appointment for faculty to collaborate on research projects with scientists at DOE National Laboratories. Technical assistance. Enhancing competitiveness through sharing information and expertise, instructing skills and working knowledges relative to a particular need or priorities. Training. Develop and deliver targeted training for regional energy sector employment opportunities through certification, apprentice program, placement preparation, and partnerships with community colleges. Workforce Development Pipeline Analysis. The Office of Economic Impact and Diversity recognizes the importance of research in disparities and opportunities for people in minority communities, MIS, and minority business enterprises. Eligible applicants include small businesses, nonprofits having 501c3 statuses, a status with IRS and other institutions of higher learning, for-profit organizations other than small businesses, public and state-controlled institutions of higher education, private institutions of higher learning. For more details, minority education workforce training program opportunities announcement can be found here. Now, you log on to PositiveChangePC.com. Click on the article, go over to our news and events, scroll down, click on the caption. You'll see the link here. When you click on the link, it takes you right into usgrants.gov with the announcement, posted date, September the 3rd, 2019, close date, 2/31/20. 2019. You mean to tell me they didn't know back in March when I put in this media request they weren't going to be coming forth with the $4 million funding opportunity that they could have been talking about then? We could have done a better job of getting this information out to the African-American community rather than one day before the damn closing date. These are the problems we have, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the deal is with Miss Kelly Mitchell. She seemed to have caught an attitude because I asked some pointed questions as to why no one from DOE will come on my platform and talk about the opportunities and internships and programs that are available at the Department of Energy. If they're the ones who are supposed to be dealing with diversity and inclusion, the Office of Economic Impact and Diversity, they're the ones who are in Compost is the one who's in large and in charge. But it's more than just showing up and talking to our so-called presidents of our HBCUs. The most important thing is not the president of the HBCUs, but it's the students at these HBCUs. Because without students, you can close the doors. If I sound a little irritated about this, I am. Because this is asinine that I can provide a platform for folks at DOE to come on And we're the only nationally and internationally show on the in any form of media broadcasting worldwide to the African-American community about these opportunities for our young people, for our businesses who have boots on the ground, who have programs that need to be funded and need to be initiated. Yours truly, I am working in conjunction, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, with Peer Consultant. We have designed a 5-year green sustainability plan that will encompass all of these things that they're talking about in this funding. We have been working tirelessly trying to engage our HBCUs to get them to initiate this program so that they would have a plan of action that we could go to and assist them in executing that plan and moving forward to go after some of this funding for our HBCUs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a joke that's not funny, and I'm not laughing. So if you'd like to join us on this platform, Solar Now and the Future with its Economic Impact on Black America, please do. That call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And you can better believe, if this broadcast was on WOL Radio, the phone lines would be burning up off the hook. But when I talked to Brother Carl Nelson and asked him to have me on to talk about these issues, he told me, Black folks, our people just not buying energy. They're just not buying the topic of energy. Guess what, Carl? We are. As I've indicated before, everything starts with energy and it ends with energy. And all the wars that the United States government has been involved in from the so-called industrialized sector of the early part of this century has resolved around energy and energy resources. And if anyone wants to challenge me about these issues, we can talk about it, because I can refer you to publications by scholars about the oil industry, about the coal industry, that has absolutely nothing to do with U.S. security, but it has something to do with corporate America's interests and the power of the oil and gas lobby on Capitol Hill, because we got the best Congress that money can buy. Now, Sister Cynthia McKinney was on Brother Carl Nelson's show yesterday talking about these issues, about what it's really about. So, yours truly, I tell everybody, I'm a registered independent. No permanent friends, no permanent enemies. I have permanent interests. I've got a 5-year-old grandson. See, so when I come on this show, I take it real, real serious. And if you want to join this serious conversation, you can dial 646-668-2948. Once again, you can dial 646-668-2948. We need to be stepping up our game, ladies and gentlemen, because it's what I do here, we don't talk about it, we walk it. Now, we are providing this platform locally, nationally, and internationally. And I know it's got to be somebody out there that's listening to this show. And I want you to join me by dialing the call-in number 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. But we want people to know that this show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC. And as we say, the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation and design companies. To address the effects of high energy costs at our historically black colleges and universities, to utilize black-owned farmlands, HBCU campuses, to develop initiatives for solar installation projects, to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of young black African-American men and women locally and nationally, to educate the black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the black community through black talk radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on black America. It's also brought to you every week by the black sports legend, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. It's also brought to you by the Scotton Communications Network, specializing in the following areas: public relations, writing, editing, web development, web editing, magazine production, online and traditional, newspaper production, online and traditional, speech writing, book writing, editing, publishing, speaker bureau management. For contact information, that's ScottonCommunicationsNetwork.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've just told you who brings you this program, and if you want to be a part of this program, please dial 646-668-2948. Once again, please dial 646-668-2948. See, people have a tendency to only listen and follow something when they get a direct benefit, because everybody, you know, we program to be instant gratificationists. So when you get out here, you got to have more than just passion. You got to have some money. And that's the issue that this platform is challenged with. To bring you this information every week, it's not cheap and it's not free. But we won't regress to that, because if anybody want to contribute anything, they can go directly to our website at positivechangepc.com, and you can click on our membership. If you're an organization, college, university, high school, if you're interested in supporting this informative platform, please do. Now, we're switching gears right now, and we'll be right back after we take a pause for the cause here on Solar Now in the Future with this economic issue.
Life is a song worth singing. I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you? Hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
song worth singing.
I got trouble.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And we've been engaging in another stimulating conversation, but we're going to just take the time now. We're going to sort of shift gears here, and we're going to talk about
life is a song worth singing. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I want to talk about an organization where I've had the privilege of having Mrs. Yesenia Riviera, who's the program director for Solar Neighborhoods United. Now, they have implemented a program here called What is a Solar Co-op? We're bringing together homeowners, small businesses interested in installing solar and electric vehicle chargers. Together in a group of co-op homeowners, join the group at no obligation to receive discounted pricing and unbiased installers' neutral support throughout the process. Our experienced team ensures that you understand the basics of installing solar and EV charging, as well as receive a competitive proposal for a qualified installer. Homeowners and businesses participate in this cooperative have an option of installing solar panels, a level 2 electric vehicle charger, or both. Watch the video below to learn more about the solar co-op process and the benefits, to view frequent asked questions. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you want to communicate and how you want to market what you're doing. Yesenia, without any due respect, you're one of the hardest working folks in show business. But if we don't get your message out over this platform and out over the Radio One and Black Talk Media venue to reach the African American community, your organization will continue to have the issues that you had when you just did not get enough people to sign up for the Co-op 51, and you had the best model, which DOE originally funded in 2017 to educate the Black community around these issues. But you weren't able to sign up enough people because there was no money put in the budget for marketing and advertising of those organizations who received the grants, the grantees, to talk about the different programs. And I've had all of them on this platform. And I know with the commercial, the little money that was spent with the Washington Informer and WOL talking about solar for all, did not break down things and explain things the way it's broken down and explained on this platform. So everybody wants to get around the issue of no money for marketing and advertising to the African American community through Black-owned media. You can't get around that, and that's not on you. But when I talk with Mrs. Anna Schulman, who heads the organization, everybody else, and talk to them, everybody else told me, well, you know, you need to wait and be patient. Wait and be patient about what? Just like Mrs. Kathy Magruder, who heads the Merlin Clean Energy Center, told me I need to have some humility. Humility about what? Black folks, we've been in this country for 400 years. We built this country. But when it comes time for us to get some resources, to get information out to our community, we're always given no consideration. Nobody even wants to talk to you. And then you want to know why our community's in the shape they're in? This is why. We speak truth to power on this show. That's why we pay our way. And if you don't want it, to fund it, you don't have to, but we have continued to keep it going for 3 years. And as long as I got breath, I'll continue to do this. Because I pay for this out of my pocket. Period. When you pay the cost to be the boss, then you are the boss. And the buck stops here with me. So if you don't like what I'm saying, then you do better by me. Period. End of conversation. And we don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand what's going on here. Nobody is trying to disseminate information to the black community, period. Nobody's really trying to get the word out about these programs, about the funding, but millions of our tax dollars are being spent in this process. Now, I pay taxes just like everybody else. But you have to connect the dots, and you have to explain this information to our community, and you need to make it plain. Well, that's what we do on this program. Now, Neighborhoods United will be hosting a celebration on November the 7th, and I just was looking at that email that had come in from them. So I'm going to put the information out there so those who would be interested in going and celebrating what they did do, because they did get TV systems on a number of African-American homes in Wards 5, 6, 7, 8, without question. Now, they want you to join them for the 2019 D.C. Solar Celebration at Solar Neighborhoods United Headquarters. During the celebration, we will be highlighting all of the Solar for All participants who went solar and the discussion completion of the 51st State Solar Co-op. What to learn more about solar, we will be hosting solar information sessions prior to the celebration. Stop by from 6:30 and it runs to 8. p.m. Enjoy appetizers and drinks. Meet and connect with fellow supporters like you. Okay? Whether you're not or have not gone solar, we invite you to come together with fellow solar supporters in the community to learn more about support solar energy. Please RSVP so we'll have accurate attendance. They want people to go online and basically to register. So what I'll do, I'll go ahead and I'll post this under our news and events tab, because I've been doing all this work for these organizations, and it's not free, but it's costing me, because we maintain our website and we need content. This is the content that you need to know about, period. So we're going to continue to move. We've got a segment coming up on the show where we're going to be talking about the opportunities that are made available here in the DMV market area through our weekly session that we do every week here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Our solar energy opportunity information sessions for the DMV market area. And we're going to take a pause for the calls. We'll be back. But you know how to join us, 646-668-2948. Once again, you can join us by calling 646-668-2948. And as we say, we're going to take a pause for the calls, and we'll be right back on this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with his economic.
Life is a song worth singing.
I can choose.
Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
I got you.
Sing it.
Welcome, welcome back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And before we get into talking about our solar career opportunity information sessions, we want to go under our news and events tab, and we want to look at some of the information that we have posted there for your education. And we have, and we didn't give out our condolences to the John Conyers family. I've had the privilege over the years of meeting Congressman John Conyers, a very, very dear friend of mine who has passed on, one of the top radio journalists to ever come behind a mic. His name was George Wilson, who's a very, very close and personal friend of mine. George broadcasts his show from the Hill. It was called GW from the Hill for over 20 years. And if you heard an interview being done and you heard one of our Black Congressional Caucus members speaking to their constituency, they were being interviewed by George Wilson. And George, he didn't play the games with folks. He gave it up as what it is and what we're dealing with. But we want to acknowledge that we send our prayers and condolences out to former Congressman John Conyers Jr. and his family at this time. You'll find that information under our news and events tab. You'll also find under our news and events tab information on the Representative Gerhardt at the House Oversight Hearings on Climate Change and Denial, who they just had these hearings, which were on the 24th, and you can go there. We have a live video there. We also have an article talking about the sacking of vocal African Union ambassador raises suspicion of long history of Western influence on Africa. And this is a very, very interesting article that talks about the former ambassador for the African Union, which is a very, very dynamic sister. And I had the opportunity to hear her speak at Howard University recently during this Congressional Black Caucus Week. There was a blockchain Senate summit held there, and she was one of the presenters. Also, there's an article there about the Justice Man, Baltimore Sun publication, about an African-American, Mr. Jesse Norick, who is a cartoonist, who did for over 40 years, he drew political cartoons. I think that's a very, very interesting phenomena, because we have so many of our young people who are interested in drawing, and they don't even know that there's a career in that field, because we often we don't expose our young people to these areas. So we have an article there about the Justice Man. Then we talk about the mourning the loss of the Honorable Elijah Cummings from Baltimore, and he was just funeralized on Friday. Diversity and inclusion cuts through the noise of North America's largest solar trade show, and we talked about this information that was put out by the Solar Industry Trade Association. I'm going to reach back out to see if I can get the vice president of SEA to come on to talk about what they're doing in terms of trying to bring more diversity into and hire more African Americans in this solar and renewable energy industry. Then we have Berkeley, California sets historic law banning natural gas from new home buildings. Now, this was passed, this legislation. This was something that was published back in July, but I didn't pick up on it. So when I saw it, I thought it was very important. So we did, in fact, download that information under our news and events tab for your benefit. So we have been on, as little boy said, we've been on the case doing what we do, which is the research, because you just can't come on the air and just talk without having something to talk about. Then we talk about the Level 10 quarter 2019 Power Purchase Price Index reveals competition expiring investment tax credits as main drivers on PPA prices, which is, if you're in this industry, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know, if you're a layman, you have no clue of what I just said. The electric revolution, how cities are overcoming electric vehicle range anxiety. In other words, how are they putting enough infrastructure in place that people go out and buy these electric vehicles, because people are afraid that if they buy an electric vehicle, they, in fact, will not be able to get to a charging station before the car is set beside the road, because it's got to be, you got to keep them charged. And if you don't have enough charging infrastructure, and if people don't know where they are, that means they're not going to buy electric vehicles. Well, if you're going to stop these wildfires, if we're going to stop climate change, then we got to get combustion engines off the streets of the United States of America. It's called climate change, ladies. These are solutions to the issues, but nobody's talking about the infrastructure and undergirding of the green infrastructure. Billions of dollars are going to be invested, is being invested in this industry. The bottom line is, how do we benefit? If you're already replacing your roof, why not turn it into a power plant? City selects firm proposing energy farm in Sunnyside landfill, which I had Mr. F. Jernigan from Houston, Texas, on our show last week, and we talked about The Project, which is an excellent, excellent piece that his community, South Union Community Development Corporation, has won the proposal to be able to build a 70-megawatt solar farm, which is huge. It'll be one of the largest, not the largest, solar farm built in the state of Texas over in a landfill, and most of these landfills are located in our African American communities. Californians are learning that solar panels don't work in blackouts, and they're being affected by this right as we speak with those wildfires. Over 300 communities in 40 states now operate or are open for solar business. The Solar Decade Roadmap for Building the Solar Economy. Introductions to vital virtual power purchase agreements for corporations. U.S. Energy Markets 101 and how electric markets work. Supreme Court rejects SDGE proposals. Well, who will pay for the wildfire cost? Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of work goes into bringing you this show every week, and I'm just giving it to you where, as they say, so the goats can get it. But we try to do what we do every week in bringing you this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. So what we're going to do, we're going to take these last few minutes, and we're going to look at the career opportunities that are available in the renewable energy industry here in the DMV market area. Now, you have a need for a solar panel installer, and that will be Home Flex Custom Remodeling. They're located in Elkridge, Maryland, and they're looking for a PV installer at the present time, and you have a need for, in the DMV market area, there is a very, very, very much large demand for sales consultants. Now, Trinity Solar of Hanover, Maryland, is looking for direct sales consultants. They need sales reps. Solar sales professionals for commercial and agriculture markets. That's Paradise Energy Solutions. They're located in Columbia, Maryland. Solar energy consultant, well, it sells again. That's Soliquium, Inc., Atlanta, Maryland. Solar sales consultants, I just gave you that one. Energy building analyst, Resource Energy in Columbia, Maryland. Solar PV installer craft instructor for Power 52 Foundation. They're located in Ellicott City, Maryland, and it's headed by Mrs. Sherry Brooks, and I will be having her on the show in the upcoming near future. This is an organization which is she's partnered with Mr. Rob Wallace of Biff Energy, which is one of our leading African-American solar installation design and building companies in the U.S., and Ray Lewis, who is, you know, NFL Hall of Famer, All-Pro, and a very conscious young brother who's trying to give something back to the community. They partner with Mrs. The Power 52 Foundation to provide workforce development education in this renewable energy industry through the Power 52 Foundation. Now, they need a licensed electrician in Beltsville, Maryland. Tesla in Beltsville, they're hiring an electrician. Leading solar installation tech, alternative energy up from Marlboro, Maryland. Commercial field service electrician in Beltsville, Maryland. Tesla, meeting and Events Interns Solar Industry Trade Association, Washington, D.C. They're looking for an intern for the work there in the Solar Industry Trade Association office. Okay? We're also looking at other opportunities. Principal Electronic Test Engineer, Northrop Grumman, located in Atlanta, Maryland. Solar Energy Innovative Program, Department of Energy, DOE. They're looking for energy renewable research participant programs. Solar installer, Vent Solar, they're located in Laurel, Maryland. Lead installer, Beltsville, Maryland, once again, Tesla. Commercial field service technician, Beltsville, Maryland, Tesla. Field solar sales consultant, Enlight Solar, Beltsville, Maryland. Permit specialist, Solar, Beltsville, Maryland. Outside sales rep, Community Solar, Sales Focus, Inc., Bowie, Maryland. Commercial field service technician, Beltsville, Maryland. Tesla is the company doing that is also interviewing for that position. Solar performance technician, Venture Solar, Beltsville, Maryland. Also inside sales associate for Enlight Energy, Beltsville, Maryland. Electronic engineer, satellite power design, is looking for electronic engineer for Northrop Grumman that's located in Atlanta, Maryland. Ladies and gentlemen, you can identify and you can find all of these positions by going to Indeed.com. You put solar energy keywords into the keywords box, and then you just put your zip code in. And all of these positions that are available here in the market area, wherever you may be located around the nation, will pop up. And you will have an opportunity to see the number of job opportunities in this renewable energy sector. It's to me, for this show, not to be aired over Radio One's network makes no sense. But, you know, people aren't making much sense nowadays. And like my grandmama used to tell me, she said, if everybody had common sense, then it wouldn't be common. She said, if everybody had common sense, then it wouldn't be common. And, you know, for Mrs. Emma McLeod, my grandmother passed, she had a fourth grade education, and she had more wit about her and more common sense than a whole bunch of folks I'd have met with them initials in the front of their name and behind their name. She used to say things to me like, you know, empty wagon make a whole lot of noise. I'm a little boy. I'm down there. She said, you get you a book and you read. You get quiet so you can listen to your mind tell you what you those words mean off that what did you, that's on that paper you're reading, son. So it's amazing to me how far we've gotten away from linking up with I call it wisdom trust and brain trust that we have in our elderly community to work with and reach out and connect with our younger folk. But that's a whole nother subject and that's a whole nother topic. And I know there's people out here with programs, with boots on the ground, doing what they can do, but they're facing the same funding challenges that we're facing with this platform. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you enjoyed this program that we brought to you today, October the 30th, 2019. We hope we brought you news that you can definitely use. We didn't get any callers today, but we know we'll have some in the future. Because this show is called Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And until next week, we say go in peace.
Life is a song worth singing. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do. Life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it?